Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Guinea Pig. We're here today at the clinic, and we are going to talk about noses, and in particular, non-surgical rhinoplasty. Big word.
Yes, that's right. And today is quite... It's quite an emotional day in a funny way. The reason being is that my daughter Molly is here with us. Molly's got a deep curve, is that what you'd call it, Mariam, in her nose, a dip, which I think is beautiful, but Molly's been wanting to have a procedure. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so Molly, tell me, as long as I can remember, you've been unhappy with your nose. Why?
I don't know. I've just never... Like, in pictures, I just never liked it, and just...
What is it that you don't like? Your profile, your front view?
Because I can't see it, like, I'm never seeing my profile myself, yes. Like, myself, but when I do see it, I don't like it, but also just, I think I just always looked at my friends' noses, and it was so different. Not that I want to look like everyone else, but I think just having that over time for so long has just, like, ingrained in my head a bit.
So when you say you were looking at pictures and that's when it would bother you, what would you see in the pictures that bothered you?
It's just, like, a hook. I remember always saying it looked like a shark's fin, like, poking out the water. Like, it's just a very, like, jarring shape.
No, I'm looking at you right now, and it's not at all. So I can see what you're talking about when you go to the profile. You have what's called a dorsal hump, which is basically... The front part of the nose has a little bit of a curvature to it. Mm-hmm. And it's only noticeable, really, in profile. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell that you have that when you're looking straight on at you, but really on a side profile view. Mm-hmm. And historically, that's always been treated with rhinoplasty, which is a surgical procedure and mm-hmm. can have significant downtime. One of the great things about non-surgical treatments is that there's now a lot of things that we can do that don't require that kind of downtime mm-hmm. or expense or even, I don't want to say fear, but in terms of finality. So one of the things that I think is important to say is that rhinoplasty is the gold standard to permanently correct or change the way the appearance of the nose looks. Having said that, the nose is always changing. So what you look like when you're 20 is going to be totally different than what you look like at 30.
I remember hearing that, like, your nose never stops growing when I was younger.
Yeah,
I was
exactly. Like, yeah. You're like, oh my God, I hope it stops. But it changes a lot that, you know, and as you get older, the tip goes down. I mean, lots of different soft tissue mm-hmm. and cartilaginous tissue, you know, structures, they all change with time. So mm-hmm. one of the things that I always find is people who have had rhinoplasty is that their nose evolve differently than they would have if they hadn't had surgery. Mm-hmm. So I love doing non-surgical rhinoplasties. I do them all myself, so I'm practicing what I preach. Yeah, but I think it's a nice, quick procedure that can be done with mm-hmm. very little downtime, and hopefully will make you feel a little bit better mm-hmm. about the profile. Funny thing that I'll tell you is that I've had lots of patients with different levels of having their profile not particularly straight. Mm. And the one thing that they are always astonished with is that no one notices. Mm. Like their mother doesn't notice, their grandmother doesn't notice, their father doesn't notice. No mm. one notices, but they feel so much better mm-hmm. about it. So mm-hmm. in this procedure, you will not really change much,
yeah.
but you'll know that difference. Yeah. But funny enough, it's not going to be noticeable to anyone else. Mm-hmm. Should I tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I inject temporary filler. It's called hyaluronic acid. I'm going to be using something called Juvederm. The type of Juvederm I'm using is called Volift. Mm-hmm. It lasts for about 12 months. It is reversible. So if for some reason you decide in a few days that, gosh, I made the worst mistake, this is not what I wanted, you're really unhappy for, which I hope you won't be, and mm-hmm. I don't think you will be, mm-hmm. but you have the knowledge of knowing that that is actually reversible. So it's another injection, but with an enzyme we have in our body, but it removes it. Okay. It dissolves it within 24 to 48 hours. So it's nice to have that sort of reassurance. Mm-hmm. I tend to use a combination of a cannula and a needle. So there are different types of ways of injecting the filler. Mm-hmm. A needle is just with a needle, and it's a small needle, so it's not particularly too uncomfortable. The second is with a cannula. And sometimes I like to use a cannula because I can make one injection point, and then I can go everywhere with that one injection point. So it's less going in and out. Mm-hmm. The hyaluronic acid that I'm using also has lidocaine in it, and the lidocaine is the thing that makes your nose numb. So mm-hmm. you won't really feel anything once I start. So that's the nice thing. It's not a particularly painful procedure. Slightly uncomfortable, but not horrible. No mm-hmm. one's ever said stop or anything like that. And there are risks associated with any sort of injectable procedure, mm-hmm. specifically hyaluronic acid. So the most common things are possibly to have a bruise and swelling. I would ask you have glasses. You cannot wear your glasses for a week. You don't want anything that is going to compress on the area that I've treated. So I don't really want you to have any facials or massages mm-hmm. or anything like that. So bruising and swelling, hopefully you won't have either. If you do have a little bit of swelling, again, it's something you might notice, but no one else would. Mm-hmm. You can take an antihistamine for that. I will say there are sometimes more significant complications that usually happen with people who are higher risk factor when they're having a non-surgical rhinoplasty, and that is actually someone who's had surgery before. Okay. So if you've had surgery before, and even in the non-surgical nose, but the blood supply to the nose might not be as the anatomy was before, you might have scarring, mm-hmm. and it might not allow for the room for filler to go in, and you could compress a blood vessel, which could lead to necrosis and, you know, tissue death of the skin. Now your mom is looking.
I'm like, having the nervous breakdown.
As if she's never had any of this before herself.
It's a very different thing when it's your child. Course, it's very interesting.
I know. It's a very low risk. It's reversible if something like that does happen. Mm-hmm. That's what a trained eye would know, that something has not gone as planned. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I always say anytime I inject anybody anywhere on the face is that there is a very slim, but it is a chance of having blindness, because all the blood vessels in the face are, you know, correlate with one another and communicate.
I've now just thrown up.
Silently.
Yeah.
So again, not something that is common. I gave you the most common ones, and those are the things that I would, you know, expect you to potentially have. And that's why, you know, going to someone that you trust and has experience is really important. It's not always for having a good outcome necessarily, which of course you want, but it's also knowing how to treat a potential complication. Mm-hmm. So,
can I ask, Mariam, when you do this procedure, is it with a view to the patient saying, I like it so much, I'll actually have the operation? Because once a year is quite a lot for some people to have to fork out, as it were.
Rhinoplasty can be anywhere from 5 to, you know, £15,000 here in the UK. Yes.
Really?
I don't think you'll need more than one syringe, which is about £725. So relatively, you could go for a long time without having ever paid and not having the downtime and taking time off from work and life and having potential surgical complications. Because remember, if you don't like your nose after surgery, that leads you down to another surgical correction eventually. So the risks of having rhinoplasty are different than having an injectable. I'm not saying one is worse or better than the other, but I'm just saying that you have to look at that part of it as well.
It's an interesting long term.
It is. So some people say, you know what, it's not such a big deal. And so some people can last longer than a year. It's not always the case. It's all dependent on how you break down the hyaluronic acid yourself. I have to say I probably haven't had my nose injected in a year and a half. Okay. And I think it just depends.
And how about wearing glasses? How much does that help to,
break it down. But when you have something that's putting pressure on an area that's been filled. So the idea is that I want it to sort of settle in that area and not be pushed to other areas. So some glasses are worse than others in terms of how they fit on the weight. So if you have something like, for instance, the ones that you have
are quite heavy,
whereas the ones that sit more on the sides of the nose, those are better. So like a Ray-Ban type would be like slightly better because it would be on the side as opposed to the top. But they're similar in terms of the way that they sit on the nose. They're similar. They don't have like, some of the other ones have those nose pieces above. They're separate. So you have a space between where the bridge of the nose is and where the glasses
are. It's something really worth thinking about for people who are going to do this.
Of course. So,
do you think you wear your glasses more because you're aware of your nose?
Yeah, like if I'm feeling not nice one day, I'll be like, thank God I have a pair of glasses so I can
do
wear.
You to hide behind.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Well, we all do that. We all have our things, you know. People cut fringes. They put their hair in half their face. Makeup, that's another way of camouflaging things. So we all have our ways. I'm totally asymmetric, and I realized that I turned my husband pointed out that I turn my head to one side.
I do that too.
And we figured out the reason is because I'm so asymmetric. I've made an autocorrect to myself.
Did you?
That's like the best way.
I'm
for
a bit
me
jealous that your husband noticed.
I wish he didn't notice so much stuff.
That is very
impressive. He notices everything. If it wasn't for him, I mean, geez. So do you have any questions for me?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you've already,
I feel like I've spent so much time on Instagram looking at pages doing this. I've, mentally prepared myself.
And I've mentally prepared your mom.
Yeah.
Because, we've discussed it already.
Do you think that, I'm quite interested that you talked about Instagram then. Do you think that since you've used Instagram, you're more aware of your nose than you were and thought about it more than before?
No.
Would you have known about...
No, I learned about it on Instagram.
Yes, so you learned about the possibility of doing something non-surgical from Instagram.
Yeah, for sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Well, I can, but I can't, but I can't, but I can't. I don't know what I think. But I'm curious to see how it's going to look.
That I know that, in the build-up to knowing that I was doing it, I've, cared way less about
that you're going to be here.
That makes, I don't
know
why.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, Molly, are you ready? Is this something you want to do today?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
You're smiling. Big smile.
So Mariam's just wiped the numbing cream off Molly's nose, and now she's taking out a disinfectant.
Yes, I'm using chlorhexidine, which is basically a cleansing wipe. I'm going to ask you to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. So that was the injection bit, and now you're going to feel a little bit of pressure.
It already looks a little bit different. Wow.
Yes, it's quite instantaneous. Do you feel pressure? Some people say they feel pressure.
Not really, no. I can't feel really whatever you're doing right now.
The hyaluronic acid has anesthetic mixed with it, so you won't feel anything. You may feel a little bit afterwards once it's finished.
When is enough enough, Mariam?
So I do what I think is appropriate, and then sometimes I might even have you come back for a second. So I don't like to do too much at any given time, so sometimes I do have you come back again. Breathe in and breathe out. So in every syringe, there's about 1 mL of hyaluronic acid, and I've used about 40% of one syringe, so...
So where we see on Molly's nose what looks like a hook, is it a hook or is it the dip that creates the hook or is it a bit of both?
The way that the bone is structured, she just has a little contour to it. And because that, what I'm doing is I'm lifting the area that was low to make it on balance with the area that was high instead of taking away the highness. So if you had a surgery done, they would shave and take away part of that elevated portion of the nose.
So you can't do permanently filling that. You'd have to get rid of
I would never permanently fill that area. There's a lot of very important blood vessels in that area, and if you did have a complication, there's no recourse other than surgery, which could be
quite an ordeal. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, if you had a complication, I could put an injection and the filler would be dissolved within 24 hours. Yeah. So in terms of safety, I would never recommend a permanent filler there.
This is gripping. It's so beautiful, the shape you're making. I do think, you know, Molly, as you know, Barbra Streisand is my favourite face in the world. And I do think having an amazing nose is a thing, which you have got. But I think this is something to behold, what's happening here. So Mariam's put the needle at the tip of the nose.
To help elevate that.
To help elevate the tip. And now she's massaging the tip, saying she's sculpting. This is very good preparation for when I watch you have a baby. <I'm thinking. laughs> When I had a baby, my mother arrived with a torch. I mean, don't ask me why, but she was just...
So we just finished injecting 1 mL of Juvederm Volift into Molly's nose, different areas. And I'm going to give her the mirror now to take a look.
Oh my God, it's so different, but it's not.
But it's not different.
It's not different, but it's like changed.
It's funny. I told you, no one is going to know that you've
if
had anything.
If I didn't know me, and I don't, like, I wouldn't know that I'd done it. If I, like, woke up tomorrow. Oh, so yeah, thank you.
And if we need more, we can always top it up. I always say to wait at least 2 weeks.
If you came, I wouldn't necessarily.
No,
guess.
I
she came home with it though.
But I think it makes it look softer. A bit smaller.
Yeah,
as well.
Softer.
Yeah. Softer. You can wake up tomorrow and it can be a little bit achy. You can know that you've had something done when you wash your face, for instance, but I don't expect you to bruise.
It feels like I've just, like, popped a spot a bit, like a big spot. And
that
it's just like
sort,
a bit,
that
like,
sort of
tight.
Tightness.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel, like, painful at all. Feels good.
I wonder if Dad will notice.
Don't say anything.
Does he not
don't
know that I'm doing it today?
I don't know, but I'd be really curious to see. Don't say anything, because you know what he's like.
Yeah.
And then go home and then...
But he's, like, the worst person to test it on.
Yeah, because he won't notice. That's what I'm really curious. But just go out with him tonight and wait... And wait to see if he remembers. Because
he won't. I know he won't.
And the other thing that's so clever is the little bit that you put in the end, because I noticed when we were looking at Molly's nose earlier that there was a sort of
a downward descent
and you've softened the whole of the
yeah,
the tip
I noticed
of her nose.
That actually. The,
and I thought that might be accentuated by doing the procedure.
So what's interesting is a lot of people think that if you put filler into the nose, you make the nose look bigger. But actually, it's all about, it's not an illusion, but it can soften a look because you're adding volume in places that don't have volume, as opposed to adding them to places that already do.
I think that's what a lot of people thought when I said that this is what I was doing, is they were like, why, if you don't want a big nose, like, why are you putting
filler inside? Filler in exactly. Yeah. You can fine tune and give the impression that a nose is smaller with adding filler.
I'm excited to see it when I'm just like catching myself.
Yeah.
Like
picture,
not, yeah.
Or, yes,
just like
exactly.
Not noticing. I think that's when I'll be.
I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy that I don't feel that I wish you hadn't done it.
That you've lost my nose.
Because I love your nose. I really do love your nose. I love you and I love your nose. But I don't feel like your nose has lost its character. Thank you, Mariam.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Do you need a Kleenex?
I do.
I think your mom is more traumatized and more impacted by this than you are.
I can't believe how squeamish you are.
I wasn't squeamish about, well, you know, you just don't long to see your kids with needles hanging out of them. But I think that's a really interesting thing that we've done today.
Well, thank you for being a lovely patient today.
Thank you for having
and
me.
I will follow up with you and see you in a couple weeks' time. And we'll see if we need anything more. If you're happy, then we don't add anything more. So there's no right or wrong for the next visit. So if you're happy and, you know, this is where you would be confident, then we leave it. If you think that there's in a couple of weeks when it's settled down, if you feel that, you know, maybe it's lost a little bit of its volume or anything, then we can always add a little bit more.
Cool.
The biggest thing now is that I don't want you to do any exercise, no steam, no sauna.
Oh my God, it gets better and better.
Nothing too impactful for the next few days, and most importantly, no glasses on your face.
Thank you, Molly, for coming on the show, and thank you everybody for listening, and we'll be back in another 2 weeks. Bye.
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 The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.